Radio.com.
Are you ready? No. You don't understand. I want to know. Are you ready?
For the thousands in attendance and for the millions not watching around the world, none of this is on television right now.
Let's get ready to suck it!
War Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw Post Show.
Come hell or high water, I am giving you Monday Night Raw. I am giving you a show tonight.
Featuring the likes of Sue Rockin.
Hi, Mom.
Lindsay Ward.
All of you men are simply intimidated. But most of all, men are intimidated by the fact that I have bigger balls than every man in this arena.
And Mace.
And if anyone disagrees with me, I'll open a can of the ass, we pump a mud pie, eat some low-fat frozen yogurt, and that's the bottom line.
Interact with us live during the show and give us your takes on what you thought on Monday Night Raw.
I have received an email. The Raw General Manager says, and I quote,
now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
Kane has got two words for you.
PWMania.com and Memorabilia Lane and Promotions. Go to memorypromo.com. Use the promo code ROCKSOCK and you can get an RVD, Mr. Anderson, or Kurt Angle signed 8x10 for only $8. I am, of course, a Rockin', joined by the one, the only, the Mace.
Finally! No.
You have returned to the Raw Post Show? Officially?
Like it ever mattered.
Good thing I never cut you out of these intros.
Yeah, very true, because the only thing you'd have to do is, well, just switch the intros back.
Yeah, that's true. And of course, as always, the one, the only, the lovely and talented, she's going to WrestleMania, folks, to face CM Punk. It's Lindsay Ward.
Yeah. So going to WrestleMania to face CM Punk. Yeah, again, this whole having ovaries thing is just kind of in the way. Just pointing that out. But if anybody would like to get me a match with Dean Ambrose, just send him to my house and we'll have it here without cameras. Thanks.
Oh, Lord. I don't know where to go from there.
This is what happens when I watch the replay of Raw and the Shield promo is on.
Gotcha. So, that's the right thing for you. The wrong thing was opening up Raw with Vicky Guerrero and Paul Heyman walking to the ring together arm in arm?
Well, they were just coming from their S&M session.
What was she wearing?
She's wearing old leather, or pleather, or something. I don't know, but she needs to never wear it again because she looked like the leader of Cranky Vince's biker gang.
So they came to the ring. They were showing a sign of unity. Heyman said that The Rock, you know, tore down his the character of Vicky Guerrero and himself last week. They played videos of The Rock singing. Heyman basically said it's one thing to pick a fight with him because Rock has to answer to CM Punk in 6 days, but to pick a fight with a poor defenseless widow like Vicky Guerrero is vile and contemptible. He consoled the flustered Vicky Guerrero, who said The Rock won't be doing that again this week. She said that while The Rock is in San Jose, she has officially banned him from entering the arena.
Which... Well, we'll get to the logic later, but I'm sorry. Anyway, continue.
She said that if he enters the building, he will be arrested on the spot. We then go backstage to The Rock, and he talks the talk with the cops, cuts a promo on them, because he's saying there's nothing
else. Which technically should have got him arrested.
But they're part of the people. They enjoyed it. Especially the one guy who actually had a ticket, but that's later on in the thing. The Rock said the cops should arrest Punk. He said Punk is a Manti Te'o, only he doesn't have an imaginary girlfriend. He is an imaginary nutsack. Rock said Heyman should be arrested for not wearing a bra, which is funny. Rock told the cops to ask Vicky what her intestines looked like, because if she thought he wouldn't appear in front of the people, she must have her head up her ass. He says it's not a question of if, it's a matter of when he appears in front of the people tonight. And then we got the new line of, if you smell what the Vic is cooking. The Vic?
No.
That sounds like something you'd hear by a brain-damaged football player.
So The Rock is not able to get into the arena.
Even though he's technically in the arena and the cops are just stopping him from going through the metal detector.
Yeah.
Should they have, I don't know, done it in the parking lot? Because Lord knows it can't be that cold in San Jose.
No, it's colder everywhere else. San Jose, it's probably like, what, 70? 60?
Okay. Hold on. I want to look this up because The Rock was wearing a jacket. I want to see how cold it was there tonight.
All right. We're gonna look this up. What do you think of Mace?
It's The Rock. Do you really expect me to have an opinion?
Well, he did get you a laugh later in the show, but we'll get to that.
Oh, yes, he did.
He's winning you over one catchphrase at a time.
It's 51 degrees there.
So probably
51 degrees, huh?
So it was probably, let's add another 5, 6 degrees, well, maybe 10 degrees by the time they start Raw, so about 60.
And you need a jacket?
It was cold?
60 is not cold. 60 is a heat wave.
I don't know. I have snow on my lawn. It's kind of cold. Anyway, up next, in our first of the Beat the Clock Challenge, Randy Orton and Antonio Cesaro. Solid match? With an RKO,
yeah.
With an RKO that came out of nowhere.
That uppercut is still just freaking vicious.
Oh, it seriously is. I'm with you.
Love that uppercut.
What would have made this more impactful is Antonio Cesaro actually beating Randy Orton like in 5 minutes, but that didn't happen.
I don't know. I kind of like the fact that for once the Beat the Clock Challenge wasn't a series of full-on squash matches. The fact that the time to beat was, what, 11, 12 minutes?
Mm-hmm. 11:36.
I like that. You know, it's like, okay, you know, Beat the Clock Challenge, that means everything's going to be done in 5 minutes or less. It's like, no, they actually got to do full matches, and they had time to do them in, which was nice.
Yeah, I get that. I'm just saying if you're going for impactful, which it weren't, Cesaro should have beat him in 5 minutes.
Oh, I agree.
But the way they did it and the way it turned out the rest of the night, yeah, that worked. Orton defeated Antonio Cesaro in 11:36, so that was the time of the beat. Jerry Lawler did bring this point up during the match that, you know, they weren't trying to go for pinfalls when you're trying to set a time. That was good thought by him, bring up the flawed logic in this whole thing.
That naughty L word that they shouldn't use?
Yeah, that naughty L word. Yes, that naughty L word. After this, we have a really nice video package for Mick Foley.
Yeah, it was.
The production guys always doing their good jobs as usual.
Surprised we didn't get it last week, but because of the angles, I understand why. This was a really, really well done video package, and I know Omega wanted something with the Nitro scene cut into it, and maybe we'll get that at the Hall of Fame.
We'll either get it at the Hall of Fame, or we'll get it in one of the other video packages that they have that they'll do, because they'll do more than one for Foley. So,
we'll probably get it at some point.
Yeah.
And then we got
Hold on. I still reckon Mr. Socko celebrity induction for this year.
Yes.
I'm with you there. We should get that.
Or Socko just gets his own induction.
I'm waiting for Socko to come in his own tux.
Yes. Yes.
That would make it perfect.
kind of like Duggan put the board in a tux.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. This just in, the Flames lost tonight.
Ooh, I'm so shocked.
Oh, poor Tim.
Thank you, Tommy and Sharon, for the update. We then got the Shield promo that Lindsay talked about as we opened up Raw, where we're supposed to believe in the Shield.
I believe in the Shield.
I know you do. I think a lot of people
I believe in Santa Claus. Oh, wait, sorry.
So yeah, good match. Good promo. It recapped everything that they've done. Speaking of matches, this one was really quick. The seven-figure Broski against the Big Show.
Zack Ryder finally gets on Raw. Oh, wait, it's the job.
Mm-hmm.
I would figure that would be the only reason at this point Zack Ryder would get on Raw as to job, because Lord knows they don't want to push him.
No, they don't. But the internet title got on Raw, because it's now on his tights.
I see that.
But yes, Big Show showed up, knocked out Zack Ryder. The highlight of the match was Brad Maddox jumping on the commentary.
In his oh-so-tight little vest.
I like what they're doing with Maddox. I really do. It's a good use of him. Because it keeps him out of the ring for now, because he's actually somewhat entertaining on the mic. Speaking of Brad Maddox, Paul Heyman is talking on the telephone backstage and interrupted by Brad Maddox. Heyman says he admires Maddox's ambition and respects his initiative. Heyman says he's a big enough man to admit when he's wrong. He told Heyman to stick with him and he'd make his dreams come true. And then Paul Heyman basically told him, I'd make you famous.
Is that like when Taker makes you famous?
I think so. So when he said that,
you got to remember, anytime Paul Heyman promises anything, it usually comes with a caveat of any promises made might bounce.
That happens with checks, not, well, maybe other promises too. Yeah, so foreshadowing a little bit, maybe?
Well, the question is Paul Heyman going to make him famous now, or is he going to make him wait 5 minutes?
Nice one.
Thank you.
Nice tie-in. Up next, Ryback versus Heath Slater. I guess it's poor three-man band. They got killed.
Slater's gonna slate.
Trending worldwide. Ryback won. Nothing much to this. Ryback then took the mic and he told us that his job is fun and he's, you know... He said it's a match he was made for and a match he will thrive on. It's a rumble. He said it will lead him to the main event of WrestleMania. Maybe.
God, I hope not.
I don't see it. I don't see him in the main event of WrestleMania. Backstage, we have The Rock talking to the cops like he was earlier in the night. He says he needs to get in front of the people. They spent their hard-earned dollar to see him. He says it's a lifetime, once-in-a-lifetime experience. He told him to listen to the people chant his name, and they did. And then one of the cops brought up that he has a ticket to the show. That his family had tickets, and they're in the arena, but he's working. Weird how that is. Figueroa then came into the picture and wanted Rock arrested. One of the cops said Rock wasn't breaking any laws, since he was just standing there. Vicky said their superior said they would... do whatever she says or they would be suspended. Yeah, because she can control the cops. Vicky told Rock that CM Punk will be addressing the people next. But, you know, if he apologized to her, she might let him in the ring, into the arena. And, well, no. He wasn't going to agree to any of those terms.
Actually, technically, Vicky committed assault against a police officer when she shoved him out of the way. I just wanted to point that out.
You're throwing that L word into play again.
Well, you know what? If The Rock's not going to get arrested, I mean, because I thought for sure, okay, here's what's going to happen. Vicky Guerrero goes out there, she insults the cops, she insults The Rock, she pisses off the cops, and the cops arrest her. And then that's how The Rock gets in the building.
Right.
That would have made sense.
Mm-hmm.
That would have totally made sense. It would have totally worked. But no.
No, we did not get that, no. No. Well, we did get, coming up next, we did get the WWE Champion CM Punk to the ring. To cut a hell of a promo, I would say.
Oh my god.
I would say it was enjoyable. That's where I'm looking for the footage to play, possibly. Instead of actually reading it. Because I don't feel like it at this point. Yes, we're doing producing on the spot producing right now. How about that one? So I'm stalling.
Live radio!
Live radio. Go to memlamepromo.com.
This promo, awesome.
And as we stalled...
This is CM Punk like a motherfucker.
Yeah.
Love it.
We stall long enough and he can pull up the stuff right now.
Days, I have proven that I am the man. But 428 days is just a fraction of the time it's taken me to get to this point. I've worked half my life to attain this. The most prestigious title the WWE has to offer. And I will not allow The Rock or any man to take this from me. The Rock is here to entertain. The Rock is here to electrify. The Rock is here to sing songs and tell jokes. I am here to hurt people and be the champion. I will not allow The Rock to leave the Royal Rumble WWE Champion because this is why I am here. This is important. It's important because I have made it important. It's prestigious because I have made it prestigious. What's prestigious to The Rock is the most meaningless, insignificant thing imaginable. It's you, the people. The people, the cheers, the chants, the signs, the adulation. The Rock is proud to be the people's champion, almost as proud as I am of being a real champion. I will not allow The Rock to become WWE champion because I've been in the ring with him. I've looked him square in the eye. I've seen all the way down into his soul, and I've seen why he's so proud of the people and being the people's champion. It's because he knows he cannot be this. A long time ago, I was forced to make a choice between hypocritical humility and honest arrogance, and I chose honest arrogance, while The Rock foolishly chose all of you. You can call him electrifying. You can call him the Brahma Bull. You can call him the Great One, but what you cannot call him is champion. Because this belongs to me. And this you earn with blood, with sweat, with tears. And for 428 days, I have done just that. I have earned this. I have earned the right to be called champion. I have earned the right to be the man. in 6 days, Rock, this is what you're on a collision course with. So for 6 days, please, by all means, enjoy being the people's champion. Enjoy the people, the cheers, the chants, the signs. I want you to slap every hand. I want you to wink at every hopeful look your sheep-like fans give you. Because I realized something a long time ago, and that's that the people do not matter. This is all that matters. And in 6 days, Royal Rumble, it doesn't matter if I smell what The Rock is cooking. All that matters is that what these people cannot give you will remain rightfully around the waist of your undisputed WWE champion, best in the world, CM Punk.
Well done.
First of all, it's the way he
love it.
And the way he looked doing this promo, the fact that he looked like he hadn't slept for those 400 and something days, that just that glare, that dangerous, almost desperate glare in his eye. And he should have left the hoodie on, because the hoodie just made him look that much more dangerous. I mean, it's just, this was top shelf CM Punk.
He sold it.
And he hit the nail on the head. The Rock is here to entertain. I'm here to be the champion.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Which is sort of what we've been saying all along.
Right.
And he was able to verbalize it on the show. Good stuff. Any other thoughts? Either one?
No.
No, I think we're good.
Okay, still to come later on night, John Cena addresses the WWE Universe. Anyway, we heard that about 5 times. Anyway, up next, Dolph Ziggler takes on The Miz in the Beat the Clock Challenge, which saw actually Dolph Ziggler win at 10:56.
Miz needs to learn how to do a figure four.
Woo!
And yeah. At the same time, they also need to learn how not to run the clock for like an extra 5 seconds after the bell has rung. Just saying.
AJ came in and distracted the referee, allowing Ziggler, Langston to pull Ziggler to the ropes when the horrible figure four was locked in. Then Miz got sort of distracted by Langston, allowing the zigzag to be hit on him for the 1, 2, 3.
And Dolph Ziggler's tights seem to get smaller every week. Like, everything was barely covered up with this week. Not that I don't mind, but those trunks get lower and lower and smaller every week. I swear. That or he put them in the dryer and forgot.
He's trying to show off?
I guess, man. I don't know. But we almost got... I think we did have ass cleavage a couple times. Match is coming up here next, so I'll be able to see it.
You'll be studying it for us?
Yes, I'll be studying it intently.
For the show?
No, for me. You just benefit from it.
Of course we do. Speaking of benefiting from something, up next... We got a little bit of poppin' circumstances because it is the graduation celebration for the Anger Buddies in Anger Management.
For a second there, when I first heard the music, because I was looking away from the TV screen at that point, I'm like, Macho Man, what?
A lot of people were doing that on Twitter. A lot of people were doing that on Twitter. Wait, Macho, what? But no, we get the graduation, and before I play the audio, their look. Yeah, caps and gowns, that's all I gotta say.
Daniel Bryan's hair. What the hell?
He's the Dazzler. Anyway, we'll discuss it.
That was creepy.
That was terribly creepy. That's like back of an unmarked van. Get into my van. I have puppies. Creepy.
Yeah, it was. But we'll discuss it.
Ed O'Brien.
Yeah, Ed O'Brien. Trending on
Twitter. And Cody can be driving the van.
Oh God.
All right. As we digest that, let's listen to this.
Before I graduated.
Gentlemen, I'd just like to say, let's look at how far you've come. Kane, when we first started, you were a maniacal, mask-wearing monster who preferred hurting to hugging. And Daniel, when we first started, you were a tightly wound little man-child. And you would snap if anyone said anything about your goat face or about the fact that your beard looks like a hotel for rats. But look at you now, calm, peaceful, and ready to graduate.
See this. There it is. Well, it's official.
Now, traditionally, at a graduation ceremony, the top student is chosen as valedictorian. And that student gets to talk about their feelings. Now, since I don't give grades, I thought as a final exercise, I would ask you, who do you think should be valedictorian? Kane?
Obviously, that would be Daniel.
No!
I mean, I think it should be Kane.
I'm pretty sure it's Daniel.
I'm pretty sure Kane would like to talk about his feelings.
Daniel has never had a problem shutting his mouth in the past. Why stop now?
You are the valedictorian!
No, you're the valedictorian!
You're the valedictorian!
You're the valedictorian!
Guys!
You're the valedictorian!
Guys!
You're the valedictorian!
Guys!
Daniel, would a hug make you feel better?
Maybe.
Kane, would a hug make you feel better?
I guess.
How about this? What if everyone, everywhere, hugged at the same time?
What?
Everyone?
Everyone.
What about Michael Cole and Jerry Lawler?
No way, it came home. Wait a minute.
Oh, they're gonna hug.
We're gonna hug. Well, you know, it sounds like a pretty good idea. It is graduation time. Come on. Are you kidding me? No, I'm not.
Really?
Come on, give me one. Come on, give me a hug. Yeah.
Okay, that's enough. That's enough. That's great. That's enough.
What about Dr. Samson and Justin Roberts? What about those two? What about those two?
Those two are going to hug.
Oh, man. I'd rather hug Dr. Samson. Save my life.
Wait. What about these three guys, huh? What about these three guys right here? Are they going to
hug?
A triple hug? Look at this.
Yeah. What about this guy in the yes shirt and the mustache? And his friend.
They're going to hug.
They're going to hug.
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 Oh, no.
What about those people at the yellow side? It's got Kane and Daniel Bryan on it. What about them? Huh?
Are you going to hug?
What about those people up there? Are you guys going to hug?
They're going to hug.
Hey, are you guys going to hug?
People? What about
they're
going to
hug.
I want you to hug. People are talking. I want you to hug.
Everyone's going to hug.
It's a worldwide hug!
I will admit, the guy that had the handlebar mustache was pretty epic.
Yeah, that was an epic mustache.
Wow.
Group hug!
Group hug!
It started out really good, and then it just got really creepy.
Yeah, them just saying everybody had to hug, like, they kept pointing people out, and that got a little silly towards the end, but...
I think Daniel Bryan just went a little bit overboard.
Yeah.
And it got creepy.
Yeah.
Just a little bit, but the Dr. Shelby chant, come on, you gotta fucking chant.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
By the way, Daniel Bryan and Kane in their cap and gown, a new wrestling meme is born, or mem, or however you want to say it.
Yeah. Wow. I was like, okay, they're going to do a
good... We're waiting for it. It's going to happen.
It's probably already up there if you even look hard enough, probably. Maybe.
Well, let's have a look, shall we?
Yeah, let's have a look. When they first announced, like, okay, they got to put them in together. They got to have cap and gowns. They just got it, right? And yes, they did. And then Omega go, they have to have the cap, right? Where's the cap? I want to see him in the cap. And then there's the cap. Yeah, that was awesome. But there's not much left. By the way, go follow Daniel Bryan on Twitter. And you can see what we talked about the creepy Dazzler comment because he posted a tout.
And it is. It's just creepy as hell.
Yeah. Next, Caitlyn took on Alicia Fox.
And next.
We'll just sit here silent.
Caitlyn won. Backstage, Paul Heyman was talking to Uzi and Puck about how he's going. Yeah, he got him a skybox, and he wants them to watch him deliver a personal message to The Rock. This is not a pipe bomb, it's a Paul bomb, and it's dedicated to you, my friend. So Paul Heyman came to the ring, he talked about how he dedicated this to CM Punk. Heyman said that people seemed confused by what Punk said, so he will serve as, you know, his interpreter. In other words, he will keep it simple for you. Stupid. Heyman said Vince is desperate for someone to take the WWE Championship away from Punk. He says, The Rock is the flavor of the month. He said The Rock was singing about him when he should have been thinking about The Rock. About CM Punk. Just like the people, The Rock is stupid. Heyman goes on, and then The Rock comes out, ticket in hand. He comes down to the ring, gets Paul Heyman out of the ring. Rock turned his attention to CM Punk, and who basically said he was seated in the press box. He knows that Punk has been champion for 428 days. Rock said it's incredible and historic. He knows how much a badass and tough he is. Punk is, and that he's earned the right to call himself the best in the world. But it did not change the fact that tonight is his last night as WWE champion. And just like Martin Luther King, The Rock has a dream. And that's to become the WWE champion one more time. And free at last, thank God Almighty, free at last, The Rock will be WWE champion at the Royal Rumble. If you smell it, The Rock is cooking. He gets a line off, all is good. And then the lights go out again. For a moment, everyone goes, it's Taker. But it wasn't Taker, it was the Shield, and they put on a beating on The Rock, which included the triple powerbomb, and that left The Rock bleeding, well, coughing up blood, I should say. Punk then grabbed the microphone, said there's only room at the for one man at the top of the mountain, and that man was him. He said, you have to pay the price for your freedom. He said, it's cute that The Rock has a dream, but eventually you have to wake up from that, from them. Punk said The Rock will figure out the truth, that is that he wasn't great enough to beat the best in the world. I thought this was really good.
It was very well done. Go ahead.
No, go.
No, please go.
See you, peace, woman!
I thought it was well done. It was a great use of the Shield, and didn't, at least I call this, like, when The Rock showed back up, mm-hmm. that they beat him down the week of the Rumble or something like that.
You did.
Just saying, people.
Yeah.
I think I said it was the Shield that does it too.
Mm-hmm.
Just yeah. WWE, you can send me my check now. Greatly appreciate it. rent is coming due.
This was good use of The Rock.
This was a good use of Rock. I have an argument with the logic.
Okay.
Alright, so Vicky Guerrero has banned The Rock from the arena. If he comes in the arena at all, he is arrested. Those were the exact words, correct?
Yes.
Correct.
So he can't come in through the backstage, but he's allowed to come in with a ticket. He's banned from the building, and he's allowed to buy a ticket or get a ticket from somebody, specifically from the cops, and is allowed to come in.
Mm-hmm.
When he's banned from the building, he will be arrested. I just logic.
And not only that, general admission ticket. In other words, to go sit in a seat to watch the show entitles The Rock to just walk straight through backstage, past the road agents, past Vince McMahon, who was probably hiding at this point.
Again, this VIP experience thing, it's all inclusive. It has all these perks, and I guess The Rock found a perk or something. I don't know.
Yeah, that's my other argument. Like May said, Vince was there. He shows up on the broadcast later on.
Mm-hmm.
And even Vince doesn't walk out at some point and say, oh yeah, The Rock can come in. I mean, all you had to do was have The Rock out there arguing with the cops. Vince McMahon walks up and goes, what the hell are you doing out here? I'm banned from the building. Vicky won't let me in. Well, get your ass in there. Hey, my God, he's undermined her authority and everything else, so why not have him do this? It doesn't matter at this stage.
All right, logic aside, I got the purpose of it. To keep them apart.
We got the purpose as well, but
I'm just throwing it out there, because there might be people who didn't get it.
You're banned from the building, you either lure CM Punk outside the building in some capacity, or you have somebody else get The Rock in. You don't have him get a ticket and go in. You have somebody from authority say, oh yeah, what the hell are you doing out here? Get your ass in there. I'm not paying you to stand out here and jaw with the cops.
Or you get Booker T to get him to, you know, hey, I'll let you on Raw, even though I'm GM of SmackDown.
Or you know what? Here's a brilliant idea. If you wanted to have The Rock beat up, why didn't you do it outside? Where you have the Shield outside. They lure The Rock out in the parking lot, and they kick his ass in the parking lot, and they leave him laying. Same goal, same fact.
Sounds too logical. Can't have that.
Just pointing that out. I'm done. Sorry. I just, when I saw that, I was like, this is, yeah. Just, no.
Yeah, throw any and all pretense of, you know, stipulation that you've had put on for the night straight out the window.
At least in WWE 13, when they have a ticket gimmick, they sit at ringside.
Yeah. There's better logic in a video game than there is in what WWE produces.
Well, to be fair, WWE Creative didn't write the video game.
Good point. Maybe they should hire the guys from THQ. They might need a job.
He has a point.
But as for the actual promo itself, I got a good laugh out of the Twinkie Tits comment.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was actually quite funny.
Yeah, I like that. He used that last week too. It was really good.
I didn't notice it last week. This week I've just been paying a bit more attention.
You're here with us.
Yeah. that and The Rock actually dropped the bullshit for a bit.
Because you got his entertainment before he got to the ring.
Yeah. He got all the silly bullshit out earlier in the night. Now we got the serious.
Mm-hmm.
Rock, the one that we've been needing to show up since day one. We finally get him, and it's the last week before the fucking pay-per-view.
But that's where he needs to show up. Get serious for the show.
Yeah, but he could have gotten serious before that. That would have been just as good.
Well, you got mixes of the serious and entertainment. This was straight serious.
And there's nothing wrong with straight serious.
No, there's not. Speaking of straight serious, Sheamus and Wade Barrett in the Beat the Clock Challenge final match.
I was expecting something better.
They've had better matches.
Yeah, they have.
Yeah. But then again, at this point, I pretty much considered the show over.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'll backtrack just a moment so I can explain that comment a little bit. The way the promo between Punk and The Rock went, and the interference by the Shield and all that stuff, this was one of those things where you'd be used to seeing it just before, like, the end of the show. This is your show ender segment. Yeah, this is how you should have taken the show off the air. But no, we still had an hour to go.
Yeah, we did.
I'm going to agree with Mace on this one, because that would have sold the Rumble right there. Oh my God, is The Rock going to be able to compete after being beaten down by The Shield? You have to get the pay-per-view to find out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sheamus and Wade Barrett.
Yeah, but instead we get, here's another big clock challenge that nobody cares about.
They stumbled through this one. I did like the finish, though. I did like Dolph Ziggler, AJ, and Big E coming to ringside to cause distractions. Like, AJ just draws the attention of anyone, even Sheamus. She slides in the ring and got his attention. Hmm.
She should also be going to Dr. Shelby's management, according to the people on the WWE app.
Which you finally broke down and got.
Yeah, I see what all the fuss was about. Like, they keep claiming, oh, you get this video and that video backstage. So I thought, oh, you know, I'll give it a go, or pick it up and see what all these videos. Every commercial break, they had a video that would just automatically start on the app if you had it open.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't one of these, oh, we have a whole heap of stuff that we're just going to put up as it happens. No, we will take control of the app for a few seconds during a commercial break, and we will play you all sorts of stuff. Like, tonight was basically going through a lot of classic Royal Rumble moments.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the win of Hacksaw Jim Duggan, a couple of Stone Cold's wins, there was all sorts of, like, good rumbles, which made me get in the mood to sit down and watch a few of them, which I might do later tonight. And then they also had, you know, backstage interviews with, like, Dolph Ziggler and AJ and Sheamus and a few others. There was actually quite an amusing one where the during the Kane and Daniel Bryan bit where they were like doing their graduation, they showed sort of an after, like, what happened during the break? Well, Damian Sandow came out, and so did Cody Rhodes, and they interrupted the celebrations and got their heads kicked in.
So basically, it's a good second screen experience.
It actually is, like, for once, their advertising isn't bullshit.
who knew?
Yeah, but the thing that gets me with it is, it reminds me of the YouTube show that TNA used to do. Yeah, you know, backstage experience.
Well, if you think about it, going way back, this is going like 6 years at this point, they used to do that on WWE.com.
Yeah, but that was back when we were watching everything in WMV format and everything was pixelated and shit. Now we get streaming high definition!
But just saying, it was, you know, it reminds you what TNA did and what they did in the past. It's good.
Yeah, it's actually a decent rip-off. If you're going to rip something off, you might as well rip it off properly.
Yeah, do it right. So it was a no contest in the match. Dolph Ziggler wins the Beat the Clock Challenge. He's backstage with Vicky Guerrero. And he says he gets his biggest spot in the Rumble. They kissed in front of Vicky, and then he's saying, "You look wonderful tonight," which was a nice touch. You know, he's going to pick number 30, but Vicky said he didn't get to pick his spot. He gets to choose between two numbers, 1 or 2.
Which makes me sit here and go, oh, please let Dolph Ziggler go. You know what? I'm going to steal the show. I'm going to do it from number 1, and he wins the Rumble.
Quite possibly.
Because they brought up, and I hate to credit this, but Michael Cole actually had a good point for the first time in his life. He mentioned, I think it was during Ziggler's match, that if Ziggler wins the Royal Rumble, as well as having the Money in the Bank briefcase, there's a good chance that he could use the Royal Rumble shot to take on the champion of Raw.
Mm-hmm.
Then he could also use the briefcase for the SmackDown Championship. He could walk out of WrestleMania with both belts. Ooh.
Again, they're listening to us.
And how awesome would that be?
That'd be awesome. So yeah, he's gonna be either 1 or 2, most likely number 1. And I believe, didn't AJ say, "I'm gonna end her" or something?
I don't know.
I think she mumbled under her breath.
If she did, I would laugh. Ziggler goes number 1. She goes number 2.
AJ, honey, you have ovaries.
Hey, don't stop her from going into the Royal Rumble. That'd be fun.
Especially if she goes in there in jeans. I'd be very happy.
I know you would be happy, but I'm just pointing it out.
Hey, she could toss somebody out.
Oh yeah, who the fuck is she going to toss out?
Zack Ryder.
If she tosses out Zack Ryder, then his career is over.
Like his career isn't already over?
Exactly. Speaking of the man we mentioned before, Vince McMahon walks into the picture as Paul and Heyman are walking to the ring. Backstage. Vince McMahon said he guesses Punk and Heyman think they're very clever. Punk says they have nothing to do with the Shield. Vince said there would be severe consequences if the Shield interfered in his title match at the Royal Rumble. Heyman ran through the list of the people that the Shield have attacked, and there's no evidence they're aligned with Punk. But Vince said if the Shield interfere, Punk will be stripped of the WWE Championship.
And where did I just hear post-Royal Rumble storyline?
Yep.
And which just makes me go, why, God, why? You can't get somebody to convincingly beat CM Punk, so you're going to strip him of the belt and probably give it to The Rock or hold it up at Elimination Chamber.
No, that's what they're going to do. They're going to strip him of the belt, and then they're going to have him fight over it at Chamber.
Or Brad Maddox interferes?
No. It'll be The Shield. The Shield will interfere, and Vince will go, that's all the evidence I need, damn it!
Now, you know what? Here's the ending. The Shield interferes and attacks Punk. And keeps the belt on Punk.
No, because then Vince would still rip it off him anyway. Basically, if the Shield gets involved at any way in the Rumble, like during that, during the title match, Punk's lost the belt.
We'll see.
Like, get guaranteed.
We'll see. Up next, Alberto Del Rio with Ricardo Rodriguez in his new Mexican tie, bow tie, takes on someone who's not Mexican, Tensai.
Yay.
Eh?
I think the more amusing bit of this entire match was Ricardo. How long can he hold the O?
Yeah. Del Rio wins with the moonsault, as Omega put. You know, he clearly, you know, hit air. We then get the...
I like the other comment, too. How much on render cars have they saved since Del Rio's gone face?
Are we going back to... Let's do math on the air to figure this out.
Let's not.
Okay, good. but next, we get the next announcement of the next man to enter the WWE Hall of Fame. It is Mr. Bob Backlund.
Well, that was pretty good, actually.
Mm-hmm.
He deserves it, but at the same time, it's also saying, oh, let's see how far we can scrape the bottom of this barrel.
Pretty much, yeah.
So now...
Like, seriously, Brooklyn Brawler? Is he going to be announced?
Actually, it's in New York. It wouldn't surprise me.
I was only joking. Don't do that to WWE.
They're going to do it now.
They're going to do it. Up next is our main event segment. John Cena talks to the WWE Universe. He talks about how, you know, everyone has a restful weekend. It's a Sunday. Everyone, it's a day of rest to recover, to recuperate. He finds a young fan in the crowd and said Sunday is a day off of school. He joked about, you know, kids not using phones and just playing video games. And, you know, that apparently he's, you know, keeping him in noob status, apparently the skid was, and seeing this username is SkidMark187. Okay. Then Cena flirted with a female fan at ringside that, you know, she spends her time uploading photos on Facebook and drinking apple teenies.
No. I'm sorry,
you know,
she's not Christopher Daniels.
But this brings up an interesting point.
But
okay.
Before you get to your point, Lindsay, I swear, if somebody has that username on Xbox Live, they're about to get fucking flooded.
They are. But okay, I'd just like to point out, there was a Transformers reference on SmackDown, and now we have an Apple Teeny reference on Raw. More coincidences? I think not. They're listening to us again.
Yeah. he talked about she looks good and, you know, takes the pictures and all that fun stuff. He helped play another fan in the front row who said the guy was a guy she met, a really creepy guy. He's a guy, you know, has $160 for two blow-up dolls and he can still only find one. And he's also the type of fan that, you know, he just Brett Favre'd himself on Facebook. That joke is about, what, 2 years old? 2 years too late, maybe? 3 years?
Well, considering it's Cena, he's probably 2 years behind the times, so...
Yeah. Cena says the point is that this Sunday's different because it's the Royal Rumble. He said everyone in WWE is picking who they think will win the Royal Rumble, which we will do on Thursday night when we give everyone a number. So if you want a number, you know, go on our Facebook group, says you're in, and we're going to pull them out of a hat or some sort of random generator that I have to find for Thursday.
I can find you in like 3 seconds.
Okay, cool. We'll have it set up for Thursday then.
now I'll find a way to rig it for myself.
You can't rig it because you don't know who's coming out when.
Shut up. I'll find a way to rig it, damn it.
Unless you pick number one and get Dolph Ziggler. He said, anyway, basically, Cena says he's going to win the Royal Rumble this Sunday. Sheamus came out and was going to say he's going to win. Primetime Player says they're going to win.
Didn't even get a chance to say that they're going to win. They got a chance to say, hut that, and that's it.
They blew their whistle and threw a flag. Randy Orton almost said he was going to win, and then The Miz came up. He's going to win. Really, really, really. Kane and Daniel Bryan stole the show that I'm going to win. I am. Which was great.
I was expecting them to come out and go, now everybody, group hug.
Cesaro came out, he's going to win the Royal Rumble. Three-man band tried to cut a promo and their mics really didn't work. How many goddamn microphones did they have? Or was it one person keep running the microphones back and forth? I would start to be that guy running the mics back and forth.
They have enough production people, they could pull it off.
Oh, I know they could, but it would suck. Then everyone came out, they're all going to win the Royal Rumble, they all brawl. And that's how we end the show. At least they focus on the match.
Yeah, sorta.
Sorta, kind of, maybe.
Sorta, kind of.
Omega had the time of 11:04. He was off by like 3 minutes. Because they ended early tonight.
Yeah, no, that was the scarier thing. Was Omega being almost dead on time of when the brawl would start.
Yeah.
Mind you, supposedly that was a majority of the participants.
Yeah, I don't see Alex Riley, Kurt Hawkins, the Usos, and a few
others. Come on, man, you know that everybody wants to be with the Usos.
Oh, I know, man. That moment I could download them into WWE 13. Oh, my God. Best day ever.
I can't believe we're playing up that joke. How many?
It's still funny. Oh, Lord. Come on, Facebook. There we go. I'm now posting pictures for you guys to see and then for the chat room to see. Because it's already started, Lindsay.
I knew it would be.
Yep.
Brace yourselves. The Daniel Bryan memes are coming.
The Kane and Daniel Bryan memes are coming.
This one
says, a minute silence for Zack Ryder's career. Yeah.
A minute silence for Zack Ryder's career?
Yeah, I should say a moment of silence for Daniel Ryder's career. Or Zack Ryder's career. Yeah, next time people use the right terminology. But yeah, it's out there. They've started.
English motherfucker, do you speak it?
Speaking of Zack Ryder, on Twitter just now, Joey Styles missed that WWE Raw. Here's your video highlights. Zack Ryder responds, me finally getting an entrance, was that a highlight? Are you serious, Joe? So, yeah. That was Monday Night Raw in a nutshell. Great promos by The Rock and Punk tonight, and everything else was alright.
Except for the fact that the show felt like it ended at the top of hour 3.
Yeah. Well, it happens.
Yeah, I suppose. I just didn't really think. Like, for a go-home show, it was very safe and average.
Yeah, well, they had enough. The Rock stuff and CM Punk stuff was great go-home stuff. Everything else was safe.
Yeah.
What can you do? Usually, and they follow the typical formula, and they all know what's selling the pay-per-view. The match itself sells the pay-per-view, and Rock and Punk.
Yeah.
Maybe on SmackDown we'll get some more promos from people talking about how they're going to win. I don't know. We'll see.
I have to agree. It didn't have. I mean, because I was looking forward to this show kind of, but it's like, okay, so go home for the Rumble. They're going to do some really big things. It should be really exciting, and it just wasn't. It just was very boring and average, and they should have put the Rock stuff at the end. They really should have. Instead, even though the ending segment was great, and it was hilarious, with Hell No, I mean, you could have had everybody come out at the top of Hour 3 and be like, I'm going to win, no, I'm going to win, no, I'm going to win.
And then finish with The Rock and Punk.
Yeah, and finish with The Rock and Punk, because that would have sold the pay-per-view, because everybody could go, holy crap, is The Rock going to be okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then you could open SmackDown with the medical condition of The Rock.
Mm-hmm. And then you have Vince McMahon on SmackDown, talks about and cuts the same promo. Yeah.
I mean, it's just, and the way that they opened the show, I wasn't a huge fan of it. It was just, it's sitting here going, really? That's what you're opening your go-home show with, is Paul Heyman and Vicky Guerrero? Really?
Really.
But
and they're being friendly? Really?
Yeah.
And then Vicky and Leather.
Vicky, never, ever wear those pants again. Ever. I'm going to find them and I'm going to burn them.
But the high... Go ahead.
Sorry, but the high point was, because it's on my TV right now, and your buddy's graduating from anger management, and the fact that Dr. Shelby's first name is Marion made me pop.
Me too. Marion Shelby. And the hair. Daniel Bryan's creepy hair. So that's
which
it.
If that becomes a thing, I will cry.
It's a thing. Hashtag it's a thing. So yeah, that's Monday Night Raw in a nutshell. That's the Raw post show in a nutshell. Tomorrow night, we got Kayfabe Wrestling Radio at 9 p.m. Eastern with featured guest Tommy Taylor, along with Hall of Famer Jimmy Snuka and Lance Hoyt.
No, I think you got those around the wrong way, Rock.
But that's how it's been promoted.
We're changing the promotion aspect of this. Tomorrow night on Kayfabe Wrestling Radio, WWE Hall of Famer Jimmy Snuka, followed by Lance Hoyt. You know, somebody with some name recognition, some fucking talent. Followed by Tommy Know-Nothing from Florida, who got his name in the fucking newspaper for calling the cops like a retard.
No, the other guy called the cops.
Oh, who cares? It's a stupid fucking story anyway.
Hashtag steel horsing?
No. No.
But it's... No. But it... No?
No, Rock.
No?
Okay, people, tune in for the people that actually matter. And when this Tommy Tosshead pops up, tell him to go fuck himself. Well, you know what? I might actually call in and fucking tell him to go fuck himself.
Wednesday night, it's just another goddamn wrestling show at 8:30 p.m. Eastern with Jim Schaefer and Brian Blood. Scott Barry and the Cheap Wood panel. And also, we will have the hockey show at 11 p.m. Eastern. Thursday night, it's The Rack with Lindsay Ward.
Yes, we'll be talking all about the Royal Rumble, Impact, and a whole bunch of other crap because we haven't planned out the show yet. So tune in and listen, and also check out all our interviews from the last couple weeks with Tara and the awesome Matt Goldberg, the director of Terrified. So tune in, listen, be entertained.
Friday night, maybe, sort of, kind of. Wake up call with Johnny Cashmere, I don't know. It's on my show, 9 p.m. Eastern or 9:30, something like that. I don't produce it. Saturday night, midnight is the show I do produce at CB Radio with myself, Ray Parks, at Subway. Weird, working unusual. Sunday night, Wrestle Talk Radio, 11 p.m. Eastern, as we will cover the Royal Rumble. Monday night, we'll be back for another edition of the Raw Post Show. Check out MapleLanePromo.com. PWMania.com. Follow all of us on Twitter at Wild Talk Radio. Lindsay?
You can follow me on Twitter at Lins Ward, LINSWARD. You can go to my website, psychwarddesigns.com. And please go to CassidyRiley.net. Updates to come soon because the webmaster had to work. But I will have the interview from Kayfabe Wrestling Radio up shortly. And please go buy his stuff.
Mace.
Follow me at The Mace Thing. Try and find me on Facebook if you want. Doesn't mean you're actually going to be a part of it. I really haven't got anything in the works right now.
Yes,
so,
we do.
You know,
yes, we do.
I don't.
You're the one who, you know, what are we doing tomorrow?
Well, I suppose if Mark actually decides to get off his butt and does it quick enough, we might actually have a riff of match before.
Yes, we will.
Tune in whatever it is, whenever Cave is the show.
Go to Canal on details about Vicious featuring Kamikaze with an E at the end. Cakeman Wealth Champion, go to the all-new CanadianAllPro.com.
And if you're not going to the show, tune in to WildTalkRadio.com where we sit there and make fun of the entire show.
Just don't tell Tim. And he promises, maybe, it might be a two-camera shoot.
Wow, he's getting a little technical.
Fancy. So yeah, follow us on Facebook at Facebook.com/WildTalkRadio Network. Join the group. And be a part of all the shows we do. We will, three of us, probably will see you Thursday night for The Rock. We'll be back next Monday night for another edition of the Royal Post Show next Monday night, live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network.